countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Now, bovine TB is a big issue in Irish farming. Being told there's a reactor in your herd is a bad day for the farmer, and compensation and eradication schemes cost millions of euros every year. Now, there are many risk factors for TB. Bigger herds are more at risk, cattle movements are a risk factor, and wildlife, especially badgers, can also spread TB. In the past, badgers were simply culled to prevent the spread, but now Ireland is a global leader in badger vaccination against TB, with 7,000 badgers vaccinated last year alone. Hannah Quinn Mulligan joined a team from the Department of Agriculture, Marie Dodd, Brian Liam, David Cosgrove and Philip Breslin on a badger vaccination day near Canvara on the edge of the Burren.
We've just gone further into the wood, and in this grove of trees, nestled at the base of a tree, is most definitely a badger with its black body and white stripe. And it's been a bit rainy, so its white stripe is a little bit muddier than it would normally be. But it's my first time seeing a live badger in the wild, and it is a real privilege. Now, it is caught in one of the restraints. It's quite calm. Marie and David are going in. Marie is administering a sedative, so it'll be asleep by the time it gets its vaccination. But it's just a privilege to see it in its natural habitat.
Okay, so while we're waiting for the badger to go to sleep, we could have a quick look around here, Hannah, and see, you know, what sort of a set this is. So here we have an entrance here that's separate to the one where the badger has been captured at. So that's an entrance into the same set. So this is quite a big cavern, underground, cavernous tunnels.
That we're standing on top of, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. And like we're, 15 metres away from where the badger is, and we have an entrance here, so...
Because they look like quite small animals, but there's just amazing power in them. The story is that if a badger catches hold of your arm, that it won't let go until it hears a bone crack.
Oh my God, I don't know about that. But what I do know is that at a main set, you'll get a really big pile of dirt that they've excavated, and the size of the stones that they can move is, you know, quite remarkable.
And what do badgers eat, typically?
Badgers will eat earthworms, they'll eat slugs, snails. In Ireland, leather jackets are a favourite feed of theirs. So they're opportunistic feeders. They'll eat whatever, wherever they get the calories in the countryside. I suppose one of the things about badgers is that they generally don't congregate with cattle, but they congregate on the type of land that cattle graze. So we find lots of badgers where there's loads of good quality green pasture land. We advise farmers not to let badgers have easy access into their yards, because, as I said, they're opportunistic, and if they find a little bit of maize or sugar beet or some nuts in a yard that they happen upon, well, they're going to return there for a cheap feed. So what we advise farmers to do is stop cattle getting to badger sites, like by putting some electric fence around the likes of this set, and then to stop badgers getting to cattle sites by keeping water troughs raised and stopping easy access into yards. And then if they find something like this lovely set here, tell us about it. We can get out here, we can get our vaccination teams in, immunise the badgers, protect the badgers from TB, protect the cattle from TB.
But badgers are quite sociable animals, and they live in small family groups.
Yeah, in Ireland, the social groups are maybe a bit smaller than the research shows that they are in Britain. 2 to 4 badgers in a social group. They generally forage within 500 metres of their sets. That's what we find with our badger capturing data. But they do roam a little bit further than that. Young males can visit many, many social groups over.
So the men are the problem, really.
The young men, as always.
We've just come back from looking at the sets. And Marie, you are doing something just before you vaccinate the badger. So what are you doing now?
So we're going to microchip the badger so it'll always be identified. And we've just placed the chip in under the skin, and we're going to scan it to make sure that it's reading correctly. And the little beep shows it's found a chip, and that matches the the one we've just put in, so that's perfect.
And what's the idea behind putting the chip in?
They can always be identified, so we'll be coming back to these sets on a repeated basis, and every badger that we capture, we sedate, and then we'll check if it's been microchipped or not. So we know this one is new, it didn't have a chip, it's now going to be on our database, so we'll be following this badger for years to come.
So, Philip, the badger has just been vaccinated, so what happens next?
Well, you can see that Brian is carrying the badger over there now to the set. The badger was beginning to twitch a bit, you'll have noticed there, so it's beginning to come round. Brian's putting it right into the mouth of the set there now. It's well sheltered. Badgers are a protected species, and we operate under licence from the National Parks and Wildlife. We're the only ones allowed to do anything with badgers in Ireland. And the care and the welfare of the badger is absolutely central to what we do. And that badger now is going to wake up in a few minutes. He's immunised and he'll pop back into his home.
But we've actually just bumped into the farmer. Can you tell us your name?
My name is Mary O'Dea. And I'm very familiar with the countryside that we're in because we're from this area for generations. I actually do do walks during the summer there with some of the tourists, and under the name of Hiddenburn Walks. And the vaccination team coming out is a good idea, because in the past the badgers were just being wiped out indiscriminately, as whether they had TB or not. And I think vaccination is the way to go. The other way was quite cruel, I think. And I would be totally against the other way.
So, Philip, we just met a farmer there and they were very positive about the vaccination programme. Is that the normal response that you get?
Well, it's not actually. A lot of people are very positive about vaccination. Farmers are concerned about whether vaccination works. We've done the studies to show that it works, and the trick now is in implementation. There was quite a bit of TB on the Clare side of the border, and indeed on the Galway side of the border here as well. And we put in a HIT plan, high impact TB plan, that involved real concentration of resources on our badger programme, and also increased frequency of testing and a big communications drive in cooperation with the farmers. And the TB levels in Clare now are the lowest that they've ever been. So it's been very successful.
And that was Hannah Quinn Mulligan talking to Philip Breslin from the ERAD programme. And if you want to alert the Department of Agriculture to badgers in your area, you can visit their website or download the Badger Activity app from the Apple or Google Play Store.